Chapter 5. For such freedom Christ set us free. Therefore stand firm, and do not let yourselves be confined again in a yoke of slavery. See, I, Paul, am telling you that if you become circumcised, Christ will be of no benefit to you. Again, I bear witness to every man who gets circumcised that he is under obligation to keep the whole law. You are separated from Christ, you who are trying to be declared righteous by means of law. You have fallen away from His undeserved kindness. For our part, we are by Spirit eagerly waiting for the hoped-for righteousness resulting from faith. For in union with Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is of any value, but faith operating through love is. You were running well. Who hindered you from continuing to obey the truth? This sort of persuasion does not come from the one calling you. A little leaven ferments the whole batch of dough. I am confident that you who are in union with the Lord will not come to think otherwise, but the one who is causing you trouble, whoever he may be, will receive the judgment he deserves. As for me, brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the stumbling block of the torture stake has been eliminated. I wish the men who are trying to unsettle you would emasculate themselves. You were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use this freedom as an opportunity to pursue fleshly desires, but through love, slave for one another. For the entire law has been fulfilled in one commandment, namely, you must love your neighbor as yourself. If, though, you keep on biting and devouring one another, look out that you do not get annihilated by one another. But I say, keep walking by Spirit, and you will carry out no fleshly desire at all. For the flesh is against the Spirit in its desire, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you do not do the very things you want to do. Furthermore, if you are being led by Spirit, you are not under law. Now the works of the flesh are plainly seen, and they are sexual immorality, uncleanness, brazen conduct, idolatry, spiritism, hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, dissensions, divisions, sects, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and things like these. I am forewarning you about these things the same way I already warned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit God's kingdom. On the other hand, the fruitage of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, mildness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Moreover, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed to the stake the flesh, together with its passions and desires. If we are living by Spirit, let us also go on walking orderly by Spirit. Let us not become egotistical, stirring up competition with one another, envying one another.